Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So again this evening we're going to Vrindavan. Without ticket. Without visa. No security check. And of course first step to get to Vrindavan is get mercy of Guru and Vaishnava. Especially to enter into the field of bhakti, we must get mercy of the Vaishnava. Just like in Brindakun, did I give the example of the hand pump before? I didn't give example of hand pump. Just like in Brindakun, we haven't got, you know, this running water and electricity and all these so-called modern conveniences. So we don't have running water, then we have hand pump. Probably most of the younger people, they never saw hand pump unless they've been to India. In Croatia, we thought we saw hand pump. They had this water fountain that had a handle, so we were going like that. But you just push like that, that's how it turns on. We were going like that to pump the water up, but it was just, you pull the handle like that, then the water comes. So anyway, sometimes we're pumping, ka-ching, 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 and no water's coming out. Does it mean there's no more water left in the earth? So much water in earth, but somehow he's not coming up. So now we'll teach you village technology. Because this so-called civilization may fail, and then we'll need to know village technology. So when that happens, we always keep a bucket with a little water nearby. And water's down in the earth, but from upside, we pour some water in our pump, and then ka-choon, 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 automatically water coming. Same way, Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem, Sahaja Kabunai, Sravanari Sudhichati, Hoi Beudai. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem, Sahaja Kabunai. Krishna Prem is Nitya Siddha, is within all our hearts. But sadhya kabunai, we know sadhana, by our own effort, ka-ching, 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 not happening. But sravanadi sudachite hoi veyudai. If some Vaishnava comes, he pours a little Krishna katamrit in this hole here, it goes down to the heart, then ka-chung, 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 Krishna bhakti automatically flowing in the heart. So we have beautiful song glorifying the Vaishnava. We sang the other night, very, very enchanting melody that will stay with you, huh? Sri Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman. 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 Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman. Sri Guru Charana Kamala Bhajama. Sri Guru Charana Kamala Bhajama. Sri Guru Charana Kamala Bhajama. Milta nahi, Guru Kripa Bina, nahi koi sadhan mal. Bhajaman bhajanukshan Guru Kripa Bina Nei koi sadhan bal Bhajaman bhajanukshan Sri Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman. 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 Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman. Sri Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman. Milta nahi aisi durlabh janam Brahmaru Chora Bhuvan. Milta nahi aisi durlabh janam Brahmaru Chora Bhuvan. Kisi ko milte aho bhagya se Hari bhakton ke darasan. Kisi ko milte aho bhagya se Hari bhakton ke darasan. Sri Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman. Sri Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman. Sri Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman.
Sri Guru Charana Kamala
Bhajaman. Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman. Sri Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman. Krishna Kripa Ki Ananda Murati Dinajana Karuna Nidam. Krishna Kripa Ki Ananda Murati Dinajana Karuna Nidam. Bhakti Bhava Prentino Prakashata Siguru Patita Bhava. Bhakti Bhava Prentino Prakashata Siguru Patita Bhava. Sri Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman. 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 Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman. Sri Guru Shruti Smriti Or Purana Namoe Kino Spasta Pramam. Shruti Smriti Or Purana Namoe Kino Spasta Pramam. Tana Mana Jiva Guru Pade Arpan Sri Hari Namarata. Dhana Mana Jiva Guru Pade Arpan Sri Hari Namarata. Sri Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman. 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 Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman. Sri Guru. Sri Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman. Sri Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman. Srila Prabhupada Ki. So Sri Guru Charan Kamala Bhajaman. Just worship the lotus feet of Guru with all your heart. Krishna Kripa Ki Ananda Murati. Like we explained the other day, this Brishbasa language is like children's language. So another hard word for children, Murti. So they say Murati. Krishna Kripa Ki Ananda Murti. He's the form. Murti we know means form. He's the form, a blissful form, Ananda Murti. He's a blissful form of Krishna's mercy. When somebody is trying to find out Krishna, then Krishna gives the guru. Just like we know that famous verse, Brahmanda Brahmati Konya Bhagavan Jeev, Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai, Bhakti Lata Beej. By mercy of Krishna, one gets guru. So guru is the blissful form of Krishna's mercy. Just like in Hindi, we say divine grace. We say Krishna Kripa Murti. Here, one extra word, Krishna Kripa Ki Ananda Murti. He's a blissful form of Krishna's mercy. Dina Jana Karuna Nidan. Dina means ourselves, very fallen. So he's the storehouse of Karuna, compassion. We can't imagine Prabhupada's compassion to leave the wonderful Vrindavan Dham and go to the West and try to preach to crazy creatures like ourselves. Bhakti Bhava Prem Tino Prakashata. Anybody has an Indian friend named Prakash? All right, quite a few people. Prakash means light. He throws light on the path to Bhav, Bhakti and Prem. Bhakti Bhav and Prem. Bhakti Bhav Prem Tino Prakash. All three of them, he throws light on the path. Sri Guru Patita Pavan. We already explained, Patit means ourselves. Patit, fallen. And Pavan means who purifies. So, tonight we're going to tell you about the very first time that I met Srila Prabhupada, because we haven't told that yet. We usually tell it everywhere we go, because people always ask. So, I actually joined in Boulder, Colorado, and then they sent me to LA to get trained up, and then I came back to Boulder, and then that was Janmashtami of 1969, then January of 1970, Prabhupada came to Los Angeles. So, even though I hadn't been for the 6 months, they recommended me for initiation. So we went to LA. In that time, it wasn't the Watsika Avenue Temple, it was on La Cienega Boulevard. There was no place for Prabhupada to stay, so he was staying in a flat nearby, and he would come for Darshanartik and give class and go back. So we arrived just after noontime, so we weren't going to see Prabhupada till the next morning. But it was Saturday. Saturdays we used to go to either Hollywood Boulevard or Sunset Boulevard. You've probably heard of them both. And do Harinam. And there was a special place on Hollywood Boulevard where the sidewalk was very wide. Somehow the building came down and then the entrance to a certain restaurant made a big triangle-shaped area like that. Because in America, if chanting God's name on the street is your religion, then the police can't stop you. But if you block traffic, then they'll catch you. So we could push people into that triangular-shaped area. The footpath remained free, and we were happy. Police were happy. Only Diamond Jim's was unhappy. And we used to stand with our back to the streets, and Vishnu Jan Swami would lead us in kirtan playing mridanga and dancing on his toes. Looked like he was floating. And he would keep us in a half circle. He said, just like the eye of Krishna. With our backs to the street. And we even had our Hollywood rag. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. There was even part B. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Vishnujan was leading us, and we were chanting and dancing very sweetly. Suddenly we saw Vishnujan's eyes get very, very big. And he went, Prabhupada. and he hit the street. And I told this story in Vrindavan one time, and Gargamuni told me that that night, Prabhupada told him to take me to Sunset Boulevard so I could see the devotees pushing on Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement in this hellish place called Hollywood. Of course, the theme tonight is the meeting of Braja and and Yogapit. But this is how the West, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Yogapit and West are meeting. So, just that night he took Prabhupada to see. So we didn't see anything in front of us that would make Vishnujan do like that. So whatever happened must be behind us. And we turned around. And there in a little car was Prabhupada in the window with his hand in his bead bag, and he was making pranams to us. The pure devotee was making pranams to us, and we were Kali Yuga rejects. There wasn't any sin that we didn't do, you know. And we were so embarrassed, we wanted to peel up the footpath and crawl underneath, you know. But we all just hit the ground like that. The point was, Prabhupada was so grateful. This is my first meeting with Prabhupada, and I saw that he was so grateful that we were pushing out Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement in this horrible place called Hollywood. Srila Prabhupada ki. So once we get mercy of Guru and Vaishnava, then we want to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. So we're going to sing our favorite little bhajan.
Sundara lala, sachiru lala, nachata sri hari kirtaname. Sundara lala, sachiru lala, nachata sri hari kirtaname. Balle chandana tilaga manohara alaka shobe kapolaname. Balle chandana tilaga manohara alaka shobe kapol mola sundara lala sajiru lala najata sri hari kirtan de mola sundara lala sajiru lala najata sri hari kirtan me chire chura darshani rale banapulla mala hiya pardole chire chura darshani rale Vanapula mala tia pardole. Paihirna pita patambara shobe. Nupura runu junu charanandame. Paihirna pita patambara shobe. Nupura runu junu charanandame. Bola sundara lala. Sajiru lala, najata sri hari kirtane. Bala sundara lala, sajiru lala, najata sri hari kirtane. Radha Krishna ekatanu hai, Nirvana maje Bhakti Bhajave Radha Krishna Ekatanuhe Nidubana Maje Bhakti Bhajave Bissarupaki Prabhuji Sahi Avata Prakatahi Nadia Me Mala sunera la la sadiru la la najata sri hari kirtaname Mala sunera la la sadiru la la najata sri hari kirtaname Koi gavata hai Radha Krishna naam Koi gavata hai Hari gunagan Koi gavata Mridanga tala Madhura rasala Bajata hai Koi rangana me Mala sunera la la sajiru la la najata sri hari kirtane Mala najata sri hari kirtane Bolo na jata si hari kirtane Bolo Sri Sachinandana Gaura Hari Sundra Lala Sachidu Lala Nachata Sri Hari Kirtane. That very beautiful little boy of Mother Sachi, he's always dancing in Sri Hari Kirtan. Because in this dark age of Kali, this is a recommended process, chanting very loudly and enthusiastically, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare. And we mentioned last night that Mahaprabhu didn't invent something new. As is the fashion, everybody invents their own religion, their own path. But this is based on Shastra. We gave the importance of Shastra last night. And we all know one verse, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Eva Kevalam, Kalu Nastyeva, 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 Gatiranyata. This is from Brihad Naradiya Purana. But if you preach in India, you will run into people who will say, that's from the Smriti. We want Praman from Shruti. We don't accept Smriti from Upanishads and Vedanta. So there's one Kaliya Santra Upanishad. And there's one pastime where Narad Muni, he comes before his father, Lord Brahma. And he says, Pita Shri, I have just been to the earth where Kali Yuga is about to begin and the people will be so much suffering from this evil influence of Kali. Oh, Pita Shri, how can they be saved? And Lord Brahma was very satisfied. Wah, 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 vats. Because younger person we call vats. Vats, you know, means? Calf. Calf. What do you say? Telichek. Telichek. So when you see Telichek, then automatically Vatsali Ras, Telichek Ras comes in your heart. So younger person we always address as Vats. You say, hey, Vats, this is a very wonderful question. Because this question is meant for the benefit of everyone. Sabke hit ke liye. This is meant for the welfare of all people. Because ordinarily we ask questions for our selfish interest. Because people think, in India, they think sadhu means jadu. He's got some magic. So Maharaj, business is going bad. Please bless me that my business doesn't go bad. Please bless me I don't lose my job. Maharaj, I have 30-year-old daughter. Still she's not married. Please bless me. I can get her married very quickly. Maharaj, my son ran away from home 5 years ago. We haven't seen him. Please bless me. He'll come home. Like that we ask questions for our selfish interests. But this question was meant for the benefit of all. So Lord Brahma said, I will tell you about it. It's in this Kali Yuga, simply by chanting the holy name of Bhagwan Adi Puru Sri Narayan, people can be saved from the evil influence of Kali. Simply by chanting the holy name of Bhagwan Adi Puru Sri Narayan. Just like now in India, it's rainy season. And there's nobody who can stop the rain. I was talking to my pujari from Brindakun today. He said, Brindakun completely full of water. Everything is very green. Everything is very nice. Nice rain this year. So there's nobody who can stop the rain. Even Donald Trump can't stop the rain. But if we carry umbrella, rain is going on. But if we have umbrella, then that influence of the rain is hardly coming on us. Is it? So same way, there's nobody who can stop Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga is going on, we see before our very eyes. Nobody can stop. But if we take this umbrella of the holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, then we're free from the influence of Kali. So Narad Muni said, Pita Shri, that's very nice. But what is the form of this name? It's Namka Rupakai. What is the form of this name? And Lord Brahma very clearly, he says, Vats, the form of that name is like this. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Iti sodasha nam nam kalikalmasha nashanam. Sodas means 6 and 10, 16. Iti sodasha nam nam kalikalmasha. Kalmasha means that evil influence. Kalikalmasha nashanam. Where did we hear a similar word in Bhagavad Gita? Vinashaya cha duskritam. Kali kalmasha nashana. It will destroy the evil influence. These 16 words will destroy the evil influence of Kali. So then Narad Muni said, Pita Shri, that's very wonderful. But what are the rules and regulations? What are the riddhi nitti for chanting this holy name? What are the rules and regulations? And Lord Brahma said, hey Bhats, there's no type of rule and regulation whatsoever. Iske kisi prakar ka koi niyam nahi hai. And then the devotees automatically ask them, why are we following four regular principles? Why are we going to Mangal Arati? Why are we chanting 16 rounds? Why are we doing all these things? Not that. That is another thing. I'll give example. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had one young boy, 4 or 5 year old, maybe 5 or 6 year old boy named Gopal, who was his servant, his personal servant. So every morning, Mahaprabhu would go to the jungle. That's the Brijbasi way of saying we have to go to the, you know where. So, because in old days, we never did it right inside our house next door to our bedroom. It was outside. This is for outside business. So we used to go outside. So then Gopal would sit with a pot of water to wash Mahaprabhu's hands when he returns. And a little boy, 5 or 6 years old, he can ask any question without hesitation, without any shame. So when Mahaprabhu came, he said, Prabhu, why are you holding your tongue like this? Why are you holding your tongue like this, Prabhu? He said, Gopal, I'm going to a very dirty place to do a very dirty thing. This tongue, he's always chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He never stops. So I have to hold him like this. So little boy, without hesitation, he can ask any question. And he said, Prabhu, that time you leave your body, what will happen? That time you leave your body, what will happen? Is my pran nikalega to kya hoga, Prabhu? Huh? Then Mahaprabhu said, Oh, Gopal, you are my guru. My what? My guru. From that day, he became known as Gopal Guru. So this type of rule that some place, some time, some person, doesn't matter anywhere, even that place. Any time, if you go to Vrindavan, even in the midnight, you'll hear some sadhu running down the street, Radhe, Radhe! Any time, anywhere, any person, doesn't matter, you're Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, even foreigner, doesn't matter, man or woman, doesn't matter, little child or old man, doesn't matter. None of those rules and regulations apply to chanting the holy name. So, Narmuthya, that's very nice, Pitasri. And Brahma said, I will tell you one more thing about this. This is the most secret thing of the Vedas. He said, you can log on to Google and you can do complete search to the Vedas. You won't find better remedy for this Kali Yuga than this. And all the essence of the Vedas are contained within these 16 names. All the essence of Vedas are contained within these 16 names. So there we have Praman from Kaliya Santra Upanishad, that this is the process for this age. So once we get mercy of Guru and Vaishnava, we get mercy of Lord Chaitanya and we chant the holy name, then we can go to Braj. So we have a song that's not on our computer, but you all know it, because we're going to go to a very special place. Radhe jaya jaya Madhava Dayate. Gokula Tarani Mandala Mohite. Radhe jaya jaya Madhava Dayate. Damodarati Bharadana Bese Harinis Kuta Brinda Bipinese Damodarati Bharadana Bese Harinis Kuta Brinda Bipinese Radhi Jaya Jaya Madhava Dayate. Gokula Tarani Mandala Mohite. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Dayate. Prisavanu Dadi Navashashi Leke Lalita Saki Guna Ramita Bishake Vishavanu Dadi Leke Lalita Saki Guna Ramita Bishake Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Dayate. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Dayate. Gokula Tarani Mandala Mohite. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Dayate. Karunam Karumai Karuna Barite
Sanaka Sanatana Banita Charite Karunam Karumai Karunabarite Sanaka Sanatana Banita Charite Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Dayate Gokula Taroni Mandala Mohite Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Dayate Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Dayate Jaya Radhe Jaya Radhe Jaya Radhe Jaya Sri Radhe Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Sri Radhe. Jaya Jaya Sri Radhe.
Sometimes our devotees ask, why do you do like that? JJC Radhe Sham. But there's actually Shastra Praman for this. Because sometimes we were just talking about the hand pump, but sometimes we go places in Braj, there's not even a hand pump, there's a well. And our, especially our Western devotees, they don't know the village technology. Are? What's so complicated? You tie a rope around the bucket, you throw the bucket in the well and pull the water out. So they tie the rope around the bucket, they throw the bucket in the well, the rope is going through their hands, zit, 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 woo! Now bucket, rope, and everything gone in the well. That's not the way to do it. You don't know village technology. So now we have to give 200 rupees to the ashram to buy a new bucket and rope. No, every ashram has got a special rope with so many hooks on it. And they send those hooks down, they hook that bucket and they pull it out. So to get something from a deep place, we need a hook. So this body is like a big well. And instead of being filled with water, it's filled with pap, so much sin. So to get that sin out, we need a hook. So this Ra Akshar, he's just like a hook. Or just like R in your Slovenian, he's just like a hook. And according to Sangeet Shastra, this sound, ra, you can feel it goes down, right? According to Sangeet Shastra, the sound goes down. So we send that hook down, ra, to catch all that pop. Then the next syllable is aspirated, coming out. Hey, you know. Hey. Now Sangeet Shastra says this sound goes up. You can feel it, huh? Hey. So we hook all that pop, rad, hey. We pull it all out, 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 out. Then sham. When you say this ma akshar, then this mouth becomes closed. You pull it all out, now don't let it come back. Jai Jai Sri Ra. Hey, out, 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 out. Sham. Don't let it come back. So this is a very beautiful song written by our great Acharya Srila Rupa Goswami. He says, Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite. Daite means the beloved. All glories to Radha, who's the beloved of Madhav. Gokula Tarani Mandala Mohite. Mandala means group. And Tarani, Tarani means young girl. Gokula Tarani, even the young girls of Gokul, all the mandala, the groups of girls of Gokul, even they're bewildered by seeing the beauty of Radharani. Even girls are bewildered by seeing her beauty. Gokula Tarani mandala mohite. So then Srila Prabhupada asked the question on one recording. I want to say tape, but we don't have tapes anymore. So on one recording, somebody may ask Rupa Goswami, he's a big, big scholar. He knows so many languages, Persian, Bengali, Sanskrit, Hindi. He knows so many languages. He knows so, you know, he's a big, big scholar. Why he's writing song about young girl? But Prabhupada says, the last verse says, Sanaka Sanatana Barnita Charite. Sanak Sanatana refers to the four Kumaras. He only mentions two, but we understand the four Kumaras. Jaya Sri Pancha Tattva Prabhu Ki Jaya. And we know the four Kumaras, they've been brahmacharis since the beginning of the universe. And Varnita means to describe, and Charite, just that we have Chaitanya Charitamrita, they're describing the character and qualities of Srimati Radharani. Even brahmacharis. So we're not talking about ordinary girl. So, after his South Indian tour, then one time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to go to Vrindavan. And he didn't go by jet airways. He went by his 2 feet, chanting along the way. And it's exactly 500 years ago. We mentioned yesterday, Mahaprabhu entered into Vrindavan exactly 500 years ago, last Kartik, end of Kartik. First place he came was Bisramghat. Did we describe Bisram? Bisram means to take rest. Just let me know that verse in Bhagavatam. Srama eva hi kevalam. That so much useless work. Sram means work. If you don't develop any attachment for hearing Krishna Katha, then all your following of Banashram Dharma, everything, rules and regulations, is so much useless work. So after we do Sram, then we do Bishram. So Bishramghat is where Krishna and Balaram, after they finished off Kuvala Yapida and finished off Chanur and Mustika and all the other wrestlers, then they finished off Krishna, KO'd Kans, and then all his brothers came, they finished them all off. So they went to the Jamuna. There was a big mess that was there, so they took bath, and then they took rest, Bishram. But from Adi Viraha Purana, we find that not only from that time was it known as Bisramghat, but when Lord Brahma lifted up the earth, he also came there to the Jamuna after finishing off Hiranyaksha. Then he came there, took his bath, and he also did Bisram. He took rest there. And there's 12 ghats to the north and 12 ghats to the south, and Mahaprabhu took bath in all of them. And then he began his Braj Prakama, wandering through the forests of Braj. And there's one beautiful description of Mahaprabhu wandering through the forest, and all the deer and the forest animals were coming to see him. The does and the bucks together were coming to see him. And they could understand, this is our old friend. But now he's no longer Sham, he's Gore. He's golden in complexion. But they could understand, this is our same Brijendananda Sam Sundar, but now he's come as Gaur Sundar. And that place, because the next place description after that leads us to understand that that place was Bahulavan. There's one forest. How many people have ever been to Bahulavan? Those who've been on Braj Mandap Prakigo. Ordinarily, we don't take our bus prakamas there. From Bahulavan, he started heading along through the forest. He wasn't going by AC car and bus like all of you. He was going by his 2 feet with his hands raised in the sky, chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And he was completely lost in ecstasy, no external consciousness. And actually he was headed toward Govardhan Hill. They came to some village, and Mahaprabhu's servant, who was traveling with him, he asked one villager, "What is the name of this village?" And the villager said, "This is Aritagram." Mahaprabhu, as soon as that sound entered into Mahaprabhu's ear, he came back to his external consciousness. And he began to ask, "Where is Radhakun and Shamakun?" But nobody could tell. They were lost to the world. Nobody could tell. Now, why, hearing the name Aritagram, did Mahaprabhu think of Radhakun and Shamakund? Because the original name of this place was Aristagram, named after Aristasura, who came in the form of a bull. What do you say? Beak. Almost like Russian, they say buik. Beak. He came in the form of a beak. Now, why did hearing about Aristasura, remembering Aristasura, did Mahaprabhu think of Radhakund and Shamakund? Because we heard Radhakund and Shamakund, very sweet Madhurya Ras place. And Aristasura was a big demon. What happened 5,000 years ago, Krishna had just gotten dressed up for doing rasa dance with the gopis in that place, on the side of Govardhan Hill. Prabhupada describes him Natavara. Natavara means dancing actor. He's dressed up, beautiful chadar and nice pitambar. Pitambar means yellow dhoti, very bright yellow dhoti, and so many beautiful shark-shaped earrings. He was all just like a dancing actor, Natavara. When he got the news that this Aristasura was terrorizing the Brishbasis. Now, you probably thought this terrorism was a new thing. This has been going on since the last 5,000 years at least. He was digging up the ground with his hoofs, with his horns. He was smashing the Brishbasi houses. By his roaring, the Brishbasinis were having miscarriages. His tail was so tall, his tail was swatting the clouds. And he took one look at Krishna, because this was, I said this was 5,000 years of terrorism going on. This was Arista bin Laden. So he took one look at Krishna, he aimed his horns, he came charging towards Krishna. Krishna grabbed him by the horns and swung him around and around and around and smashed him on the ground. And then he stomped on him with his foot. And passing stool and urine simultaneously, he went to the kingdom of death. So then Krishna told Radharani and all the gopis, "Okay, now we can do ras." And Radharani said, "How we can be associated with such a person as you? You have done a big pop, a big sin. What did I do?" He said, "You killed a bull. That's a big sin." And Krishna, "That wasn't a bull, that was a demon." And Radharani may have been a demon, but he was in the form of a bull. And Krishna may have been in the form of a bull, but he was a demon. And Radharani said, "Well, we heard from Purnamasi, that one time Indra killed one demon." You remember that Vitrasura? He was actually a Brahmin. And Purnamasi said he got reaction. He may have been a demon, but he was a Brahmin. He got reaction. So then Krishna, "All right, what do I have to do?" So Radharani and all the Sakis, they consulted one another. They said, "You will have to take bath in all the sacred places of the universe." "Are, that will take a long time. How I can be away from you girls for so long?" I will call all the sacred places in one place and take my bath there. And Radharani Gopi said, oh, Shamsundar, don't try to fool us with your magic. We don't believe in your magic. Then Krishna, he played on his flute, and all the personified holy places of the universe appeared there, bending over with folded hands. Any seva, Maharaj? Any service for us? And Krishna said, yes. He took his right foot and he stomped a big depression into the ground. Therefore, you'll see that Shyamakunda is crooked. Radhakunda, you've seen, is very straight, but Shyamakunda is crooked. Because our Shamsundar, he's a very crooked fellow. You know why he's crooked? Just like if we were there at the ocean the other day. So we saw so many people with fishing pole. Into that fishing pole, they have a hook that goes like that. It's crooked. So that it will easily go in, but it doesn't come out. Don't do this, but anyway, I'm just describing what these people do. So, Shamsundar, he's like that. He's crooked. Very easily he will go in your heart, but you will never get him out. So they say because it's shaped like his right foot, it's a little crooked. So then he told all the sacred places personified, you give your introduction, you chant your mantra, and you pour your water in my kund. So each place came, personified came, the salt ocean came, the sweet water ocean came, the milk ocean came, so many different tears came. Everyone gave their introduction, they chanted their mantra, and they poured their water in Krishna's kund. And Krishna, without even words, he was showing the gopis what was going on. Because when we have love for one another, sometimes we don't even need words. When we're angry, we shout at everyone. We shout at each other, isn't it? Why? Because our hearts have gone very far away. We're standing right in front of you, but we shout. Because our hearts are very far away. So because our hearts are far away, we have to shout. But when our hearts are close together, then we just psh, 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 psh. Sometimes we don't even need words. So Shamsundar, without even any words, just by his eyes, he was showing. See, I told you, they're coming. So this went on for a very, very long time, almost to the midnight. Then Shamsundar, he took his bath. And he told Radharani and the gopis, now you come in this kund, and we'll enjoy Jalakeli, water pastimes. Jal means water. In Sanskrit, also in Bengali. Just like you know, when you come to India, in Vrindavan, the first word you learn, Pani. They're always asking me, Prabhu, where's Pani? Where's water? This is the difference between us and the six Goswamis. This is Goswamis, they were running. Hey Radhe Rajadevi Ke Chalalite. Hey Nandasuno Kuta. Kuta means where. Oh Radharani, oh Krishna, oh Lalita, where are you? On the side of Govardhan Hill, on the bank of the Jamuna, underneath the tamal tree, where are you? Where are you? And we come to Braj, Prabhu, where's water? Prabhu, where's the bathroom? There's a difference between us and the Goswamis. Krishna said, we can do Jalakeli, water pastimes. And Radharani Nisaki said, this water is contaminated with your sin. How we can come in this water? We're going to make our own kund. So there was a place where Ristasura had dug his hoof into the ground. So in that place, Radharani broke her golden bangle. Golden bangle means kankan. And she began to dig. And all the sakis, they broke their bangles. And they began to dig. I see some people have some bangles today. Anyway, next time you come to Vrindavan, you have to bring you have to buy some bangles. So they with their kankans, they began to dig this kund. So right in the middle, very bottom of Radha kund, there's a special kund called kankan kund. I believe it was 2010, was it? They did the cleaning of 2010 or 2009. Sometime they did the cleaning of Radha kund. I also saw in 19, because I came to Vrindavan 1984, 1987 they did. And we just happened to come because they pumped all the water out and they were digging out all the mud. They had big relay teams. They scoop up the mud, hand it to one, hand it to one, hand it to one, hand it to one, and throw it in the truck and they go out in the field and dump it. There was tons and tons of Radha kund tilak there. Every corner there was people just, you know. And we just happened to come on that very day. They had pumped out all the water and we saw, got darshan of kankan kund. So we were sloshing around in mud up to our calves. We circumambulated Kankan kund. We got some water from the Kankan kund. Our dear friend Rama Roy, who's running the Harinam Kirtan Ashram in New York every day in where does he chant?
Union Square.
Every day chant. He just whipped on his gumsha and jumped right in. Boom! The rest of it, we just took some water. So also in 2010, we heard that Konkan Kun was visible on the Ekadasi day, so we came on the Dwadasi day, and there we saw Konkan Kun. And again, we went down. Again, we were in mud like this, and I was trying to circumambulate, and so many teams. If you go on YouTube, you type in Konkan Kun, or cleaning of Radha kund on YouTube, then you can see the darshan, you can see everybody, one to the next, one to the next, one to the next, one to the next, you know, and then one to the next, the empty ones coming down, and one to the next going back. So everyone was yelling at me, and I thought, well, maybe they thought I'm disturbing the cleaning, because I was trying to circumambulate around. And they were all yelling, so I just ignored them. And I saw these flags. I thought, what are these flags for? Suddenly I stepped somewhere and went, yew! Up to here with my leg. And I'm not so young. So once my foot went down, that's why they were yelling. That's why the flags were there. They say there's a hole there. Now my foot is way down in the mud. Other one is up here like this. And I'm not so young anymore. And the more I pulled on the leg, the more it sucked it back. And I'm, somehow or other, I pushed on this knee like this. And got my leg out and then avoided that flagged off area and went around and did my prikama and took some water from Kankan Kun. So twice I've seen taken darshan of Kankan Kun. You can take darshan on YouTube. Finally they finished digging the kund and Krishna Chandra said, "Hey Radhe, your kund is very beautiful, but there's no water in it." And Radharani said, "We're going to bring water from Manasi Ganga." Right in the middle of Govardhan town, there's a big lake called Manasi Ganga. So we're going to bring water from Manasi Ganga. We'll get gold and silver water pots, and with millions of gopis, one line going, one line coming, we're going to fill it up with water from Manasi Ganga. Now Shyam Sundar, he doesn't like to see Radharani or the Sakhis doing any work. He can't bear to see a bead of perspiration come on Radharani's brow. So he signaled that all those holy places personified, and they became one person, and they went before Srimati Radhika, and they began to offer so many prayers to her. And finally, She's a little suspicious because he's coming from Krishna's side. So what do you want? He said, "We thought the perfection of life was to be associated with the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. Because when Krishna bathed in all the holy waters, he became purified, right? What do you say? Ya. What is it? Ya. Ya? Nay. All the holy places became purified because Krishna bathed in them. But now, seeing your divine, wonderful qualities, we can understand real perfection of life is to be associated with your lotus feet. We want to come in your kund. And Radharani, she smiled at Sri Krishna. And she shook her head. In India, this means yes. And they broke a hole between Shama Kund into Radha Kund. If you look at the middle of the Sangam, you'll see there's a little white dome. Underneath that white dome, you can see there's a hole. In 1987, myself and another nice god brother from Canada named Kripaniti, we ran back and forth. There was no water, so we could run back and forth between the two kunds like that. So the water from Shamakund came into Radhakund, right at the midnight. So every year on the Bahulastami day, the first Astami, dark Astami of Kartik, there's big festival, because right at the midnight, Radhakund appeared. And thousands and thousands. We used to go, now it's become too crowded. At least 20, 30,000 people will go, and it's a huge crowd. All days it was so much fun. We would go with a big kirtan party. We would go around Radhakund and Shamakund three times with a kirtan party. We'd leave temple at 10 o'clock after all the brahmacharis would clean up the temple real quick, and we'd all jump on the bus and we all go out to Radhakund. We had big kirtan three times around the kund. Then about 11:30, we would find some spot on the side of the kund and do kirtan. And exactly at the stroke of just before midnight, we're all, you know, we'd take turns. Somebody would hold up someone's cloth or everyone's cloth, and we'd all put on our gumshas. And exactly at midnight, everybody takes a dip into the Radha Kund. And then it becomes Hira Kund. You know Hira? Anybody knows Hira? Just like in Loi Bazaar, there's one Hira Jewelers. Diamond. Hira means diamond. Because government knows that thousands and thousands of people are coming. They're going to dip into the water. It's dangerous. So they put lights everywhere, all around. It's completely bright like day. Now, so many Vaishnavas and so many Brishpazis have dipped into the holy lake of Radhakund. Her hairs are standing on end in the form of so many little waves. And all those little waves reflecting all the lights all around the kund, it looks like a diamond kund, Hira kund. And the Astami moon will rise right about 8 or 9 o'clock, so by midnight he's halfway up the sky on the eastern side of the kund. You see this beautiful half moon, and down below diamonds sparkling. Last time we went, it took us at least a half hour to 40 minutes just to get down the stairs. It was so much pushing, and it was just a big mess. So I gave up going. And I'm not young enough to deal with that. Because the old days were so much fun. We'd go, we'd all sit on the, wait till the stroke of midnight, very peacefully take our bath and plunge in three times and chant, you know, Muninda Vrinda Vandite Triloka Shoka Harini Prasanna Vakta Pankaja Nikunja Bhubilasani Brijanna Bhanu Nandani Brijanna Duno Sangate Karakarisya Siyamam Kripakatak Sabhajanam. We're just praying for that sidelong kataksh, means sidelong glance of mercy of Srimati Radharani. Beautiful song by Lord Shiva. Radha Kripa Kataksha Stava. Stava Raja by Lord Shiva. So we chant, and now it's just it's too much, at least for old people like me. But once in a lifetime, you should go and see. We even took Vrindavan Chandra, Prabhupada's son, there one time. When it was still nice, we were all sitting there with him. At midnight, we all went in, took our bath, you know, and then we all get back to the bus and come home. And you feel so nice. It's so ecstatic. It's the only time that I took bath in Radhakund. Because there's some controversy about whether we should bathe in Radhakund or not. Because I was there that year. We all went and took bath in Radhakund. I believe it was 1975 or 76, I can't remember. And especially Americans, as soon as we see water, then immediately we just jump, we do half flips and cannonballs, and we were just having a rabble-rousing time. And when Prabhupada heard, he said, you don't bathe in Radhakund. He stopped it. But I have my own version of the final order. I look through the Vedabase. You can see Tamal Krishna just convinced Prabhupada not to go on Govardhan Prakrama. You know, at the end, Prabhupada went to go on Govardhan Prakrama. He convinced your body will not make it. The devotees will suffer too much seeing you suffering like that. So Prabhupada decided not to go. So they decided devotees will go and do Govardhan Prakrama for Prabhupada. And so Tamal Krishna was telling Prabhupada, we'll see Kusum Sarovar, we'll see Govinda Kund, we'll see Manasi Ganga, and we'll see Radha Kund. And Prabhupada said, you all go take bath on my behalf. It's there in the Vedabase. So the final order is that you can take Ritvik bath in Radha Kund. On behalf of Srila Prabhupada. But for me, the only time I went was on that day, because thousands of people there, Radha Rani won't know one sinful person snuck in the water. So I only did it on those days. So it's a huge festival. So anyway, when Radha Kund appeared, then Krishna Chandra told Radharani, hey Radhe, your kund is very beautiful. And I will always come and take my bath in your kund. And Radharani smiled at Sri Krishna and said, your kund is very beautiful. And we've always come and take our bath in your kund. So in this way, although we're very fallen, we cannot approach Radha and Krishna. Radha and Krishna take in this liquid, ecstatic form. And right in the middle, that is a Sangam. Radha and Krishna, Radha Kund and Shama Kund meet, Radha and Krishna meet. We know when Radha and Krishna meet, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that is where the yoga pit meets with Vrindavan. And it is that place, the Sangam, that little road there in the middle of Radha Kund and Shama Kund, especially for the ISKCON devotees, this is the most important tirth. Because Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was there one time. And Prabhupada had some business in selling his medicines in Agra. So he took a bus and came to Braj and came to Radha Kund. And he met Srila Bhaktisiddhanta there. And they were walking on that Sangam. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said, Agha Jwalbe, there will be fire. Because everybody's fighting over a place and they build this new, what do you call that place? Bagh Bazar Mutt, so nice marble, and everybody's fighting over the rooms. He said, better we sell the marble and print books. And then he looked at Srila Prabhupada and he said, if you ever get money, print books. So that Sangam is where book distribution was born. It's the most sacred place for the ISKCON devotees. And that is the real, everybody's after Radha Bhava. But you want Radha Bhava. Radha Rani's always trying to make arrangements for other people to meet with Krishna. So those devotees going on Sankirtan, Mahaprabhu took his bath, then he marked his body with the tilak of Radha Kund and revealed Radha Kund to the eyes of the world. Sri Radha Kund Chamakunda Ki Jai. So it's become a little late, so we'll do our special kirtan, the national anthem of Braj. Now you're all tired of sitting, so you can all stand up because you won't be able to sit anyway. This is dancing music. Jai Jai Radhe. Jaya Jaya Shyam, Jay Jay Sri Vrindavana Dham. Jaya Jaya Radhe, Jaya Jaya Shyam,
Jai Jai Sri Vrindavanadam. Jai Jai Shyama, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavanadam. Jai Jai Shyama, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavanadam. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavanadam. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavanadam. Pavana Radhe Tero Nam, Pavana Sri Vrindavanadam. Tero Nam, Pavana Sri Vrindavanadam. Pavana Radhe Tero Nam, Pavana Sri Vrindavanadam. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavanadam. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavanadam. Jai Jai Gopi, Jai Jai Gwal, Jai Jai Sarabi Hari La. Jai Jai Gopi, Jai Jai Gwal, Jai Jai Sarabi Hari La. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavanadam. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavanadam. Govinda, Govinda, Gauge, Prema Padarata Pauge. Gauge, Prema Padarata Pauge. Govinda, Govinda, Gauge, Prema Padarata Pauge. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavanadam. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavanadam. Rama Nama Barambar Chakra Sudarshana He Rakavar. Rama Nama Barambar. Barambar means again and again. Just sing the name of Ram again and again. Rama Nama Barambar Chakra Sudarshana He Rakavar.
You know, Rakhi Krishna Marukai, that Chakra Siddharshan will protect you. Rama Nama Barambar Chakra Sudarshana Hirakawar Barambar Chakra Sudarshana Hirakawar Rama Nama Barambar Chakra Sudarshana Hirakawar Chakra Sudarshan Jai Jai Radhe Jai Jai Shyam Jai Jai Sri Vrindavan Das Jai Jai Radhe Jai Jai Shyam Jai Jai Sri Vrindavan Das Manasi Ganga, Sri Hari Dev, Giri Bharadari Ki, Vikramadev. Sri Hari Dev, Giri Bharadari Ki, Vikramadev. Manasi Ganga, Sri Hari Dev, Giri Bharadari Ki, Vikramadev. Dari ki prakrama Jai Jai Dari Jai Jai Shyam Jai Jai Sri Vrindavan Das Jai Jai Dari Jai Jai Shyam Jai Jai Sri Vrindavan Das Kunda kunda me chana mrita le apana jivana safalakare Kunda chana mrita le apana jivana safalakare Kunda kunda me chana mrita le apana jivana safalakare Kunda kunda me chana mrita le Apana jivana safalaka Jai Jai Radhe Jai Jai Shyam Jai Jai Sri Vrindavan Das Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavan Das. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavan Das. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavan Das. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavan Das. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavan Das. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavan Das. Jai Jai Sri Vrindavan Das. Bolo Sri Vrajabhumi Vrindavandama Ki Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Sha Nidai Gaura Hari. Revealer of the Holy Dham, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Wala lepa. Hare Krishna. So we have some books, Braj Leela Part 2, that you can help us with our Vrindakun project. You can take some book. And we're asking small donation of 15 euros for this book, and I'm here to sign it if you like.